For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you around your precious word. We come around the word of God for healing, Lord, and we thank you that your word has healing for us. We thank you that it's part of our covenant with you. And we ask, Lord, that you please help us to understand the word of God, to take it into our hearts and to receive it in faith. We give you glory and praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to look at tonight healing paid for by Christ. Healing paid for by Christ. Let's look in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 19 and 20. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, the scripture says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So what do we understand from the scripture here? We understand that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and he dwells in us. The Holy Ghost dwells in us, and our bodies are the temple. So God, obviously, he cares about the state of our body because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Also, God has given us our bodies, and we are not our own. The scripture says that we should think about that and understand that we are not our own. We are not our own. The Bible says in verse 20 that we are bought with a price. We are bought with a price. And that price that we have been bought with is the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. We have been bought with a price. The price paid was the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross, and he shed his blood for us. That was the price paid for us. We are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He tells us that again. Our body and our spirit are God's. We have been bought with a price. So God values us. He sees us as valuable people. He sees our bodies and our spirits as important, extremely valuable, because he regards us that way, so much so that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for us. So he sees us as extremely valuable, and we should see ourselves that way too. We should be looking after ourselves and the state of our bodies, and particularly our inner man, because the state of our inner man is going to determine the state of our body and our soul. Because if we put the word of God into our inner man, our spirit, that's going to have a beneficial effect, a healing and a beneficial effect on our bodies and on our souls. So we are bought with a price. So God cares about us. He cares and values our bodies and our spirits and our souls. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to be healthy, because we have been bought with a price, and that price was the blood of Jesus, his life, the blood of Jesus shed for us. Have a look in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 18 and 19. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, and the scripture explains what we've just been talking about. In 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19, the scripture says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." So here the Lord shows us just how valuable the price was paid for us, that we were not redeemed with corruptible things. We were not redeemed with the silver and the gold of the earth, things that are corruptible. We were not redeemed with those things. We were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The sinless lamb, the Lord Jesus, died on the cross and shed his blood, which was innocent, because he never committed a sin and he never wronged any man. He was innocent. He shed his innocent blood for us. There was nothing more precious than the blood of Christ. There is nothing more precious than the blood of Christ. And that was shed for us. We have been redeemed with the blood of Christ. That word redeemed means to buy back something, which originally was God's and then was taken over by the devil. But we have been bought back, redeemed by the Lord, redeemed by the blood of Christ. We now, as we just read earlier in 1 Corinthians 6, we belong to God. We belong to him. Our bodies belong to him. Our bodies, we should think about that. Our bodies belong to the Lord. That's what the scripture told us. We belong to him. So we should understand that the devil has no right to touch our bodies when we stand up in faith and proclaim what the scripture says. We belong to the Lord. We belong to him. Have a look in Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. And let's start at verse 3 and read through to verse 11. Now this is a prophecy. This was a prophecy about the Lord Jesus and what he would do for us. So we can look back now at this and understand that this is what the Lord Jesus has done for us. In Isaiah 53, starting at verse 3, the scripture says, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. So this told what the Lord Jesus did for us. It breaks down for us what the Lord Jesus has accomplished for us with respect to taking away our sin and also taking away things that oppress us, like sickness and grief. The Lord Jesus has taken all this upon himself. He was innocent, the Bible says. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. He suffered everything that the guilty person deserves, that we deserved as sinners. We deserved the penalty of death. We deserved the curse upon us. And yet the Lord Jesus, who was innocent, took our place, suffered, and died on the cross for us. Because he knew that this was the way to redeem mankind. And that is why the scripture says he shall see his seed, and he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied, because he knew what would be accomplished, that by faith we can receive what Jesus has done for us and be saved and understand that he bore the curse for us so we can be healed. We can have peace in our souls. We can have health in our bodies because he suffered for us. The scripture says in verse 5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He suffered the stripes, meaning the sufferings of the lashings and the marks that they make upon the body. He was suffered for us, and with his stripes we are healed, because he bore the curse for us. The curse has every sickness and every disease, every transgression, every grief, every sorrow, every torment, every oppressive thing that comes into a person's mind and afflicts their body is part of the curse. Every lack, every evil thing, part of the curse. The Lord Jesus bore that upon himself so we could be redeemed from it. So we can be saved and we can be healed. The Lord Jesus was stricken for us. He paid the full price. He suffered. He went to hell. He rose again in victory, so we could live now in victory ourselves. He bore our sicknesses upon himself. He bore our sicknesses upon himself. We should understand that when we're in the spiritual warfare with the devil, Jesus bore our sicknesses upon himself. Let's start to say that. Jesus bore my sicknesses upon himself. I don't have to bear it. Jesus bore it for me. Jesus bore it for me. And let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2, And starting at verse 21, the scripture says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." We were healed by the stripes of Jesus. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We have been washed clean from our sins because he took our sins upon him. He bare our sins in his own body, and now we can live unto righteousness. We can stand in the healing that he has purchased for us, because he took the sickness as well as the sin. He took the sickness and the sin. So we have been redeemed from it. Healing has always been characteristic of the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Have a look in Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17. Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17. Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17, the Word of God says, "When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." So you see, the scripture is telling us this is the fact. This is the truth. It was written in Isaiah and it was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ's ministry on earth. He himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. The sickness and disease has no right to exist in the body of a born-again person, because the price has been paid and the sickness has been borne by the Lord Jesus. The sickness has been borne by the Lord Jesus. But the devil works in the bodies of those who don't understand this, who don't know this, or who won't act in faith and put it into practice. Because he is a deceiver. And he will work in the bodies of those who won't put the word of God into effect, or who don't understand, or who don't know. Now, the Lord is merciful, but he has called each of us to understand the word of God and to use it in faith. The Lord Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And verse 16 reveals to us an important thing also. The Lord Jesus cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. You see, sickness is a devilish thing. Sickness is a devilish thing. We should understand that. The thing has to be dealt with. It is not of God. It is not God's good plan for his people. The Lord Jesus, he rebuked it. He rebuked it. He would not, if someone came to him in faith to be healed, he healed them. He healed them. He didn't tell them to keep the sickness in their body when they came to him for healing, because the Lord Jesus knew that this was not a thing from God. This was a thing from the enemy. So he rebuked the spirits. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Healed all that were sick. Have a look in Acts 10:38. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Who did he heal? He healed all those that were oppressed of the devil. He healed all those that were oppressed of the devil. They were oppressed of the devil. And the Lord Jesus healed them. We've got to understand that sickness and disease has a devilish origin. Sickness and disease has a devilish origin, but the Lord Jesus is the healer. The Lord Jesus is the deliverer from that. Remember that our bodies are not our own. We have to be responsible with our bodies. And don't give place to the devil. Don't give place to the devil. The scripture is telling us this. The Lord Jesus healed all that were oppressed of the devil, and God anointed him with the Holy Ghost to do that. Well, we have been given the power now. We have been given the power. The Lord Jesus said the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We have to cast the devil out and not put up with it at all. The Lord Jesus has purchased us. So God wants us whole. He wants us healed. He wants us strong. He wants us well. We've been bought with a price. Have a look in Exodus 15, verse 26. Exodus 15, verse 26. You see, God is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is not the one bringing sickness upon his people. Exodus 15, 26 says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. God is the healer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. God never put sickness upon his people. I am the Lord that healeth thee. The devil is at work in the earth. He is the one who administers the curse in this planet. The Lord is the deliverer. The Lord is the healer. The Lord is the one you go to when you want to be delivered, when you want to be healed. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He always has been the healer. The Lord is the healer. And look at Psalm 103 and verse 1 to 3. In Psalm 103, verses 1 to 3, the scripture says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Remember what God has done for us. The scripture says, forget not all his benefits. These are the benefits of being a child of God. Your iniquities are forgiven and your diseases are healed. Your needs are met. Understand that and put it into practice. Have all of your needs met by God. Have all of your diseases healed by God. Have your iniquities forgiven by the Lord. He tells us to remember these things, forget not all his benefits, and to bless the Lord. Bless him with everything that is in us. Bless him. Bless him for the good things he has done for us. He has healed all our diseases. He has healed all our diseases. Healing is a benefit of being God's child.
Thank you.
Healing is a benefit of being God's child. It is a benefit of being God's child. Have a look in the book of Luke chapter 6. Luke 6. And let's look at verses 17 to verse 19 in Luke 6. The scripture is talking about the Lord Jesus. And the word of God says, "And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all." You see, the multitude knew that Jesus was the source of the healing. The whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Healed them all. Notice that the virtue of the Lord, his goodness, his virtue, came out of him and healed all those that touched, came to him. All those who came to him and received by faith. All those that received by faith. They wanted to touch him because they knew that Jesus had the healing power. Jesus, healing was with Jesus. So for anybody who made that effort to go to him and touch him, got healed. Notice that they had to use their faith in doing so. But for anybody who did it, they got healed. They got healed. And Jesus is still the healer. We can see this if we look at Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. The word of God says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. This is the same Jesus who the multitude came to touch to get healed. He's the same. When we go to him to be healed, he is still the healer. 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 He will never change, and that will never change. He is still the healer. Have a look in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 14. Matthew 14, verse 14. The word of God says, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Why did he heal the sick? Because he was moved with compassion toward them. He was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. He healed their sick.
That's right.
Because he was moved with compassion. We just read that he never changes. He is still compassionate towards us and loves us and wants us healed and wants us strong. And if we come to him for healing, he never will turn us away. He wants us strong. Remember that we belong to him. We're bought with a price. We belong to him. He wants us well. He wants us strong. We're bought with a price. And let's finish with verses 35 and verse 36. The scripture says, "And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole." As many as touched were made perfectly whole. Who was made perfectly whole? As many as touched. Those that made the effort to go and touch Christ were made whole. There has to be the demonstration of faith to receive. Faith has to be used. But if we go to Christ in faith, and if we believe that he has the power to do it and know that he has the will to do it, which he does, we receive. And we are made perfectly whole also. So let's think about these things. And let's pray now. And after we finish praying, if you would like to be prayed for tonight, if you would like to be prayed for healing, I invite you to come up the front and we will pray for you. And Pastor Craig and Matthew, we will come and we will pray for you. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you that you are our healer. We acknowledge you as our healer.
Thank you.
We also thank you that you are compassionate towards us. We thank you, Lord, that we belong to you. Our bodies belong to you. We learnt this from the scripture. We thank you that you have healing power and that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. We thank you that you are compassionate towards us. We thank you that the power of God is present to heal. We thank you and we acknowledge you and we give you praise. And thank you, Lord, that you have healed us by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everything, and we forget not all your benefits. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Why don't we say a confession of faith together now? If you repeat after me.
Right.
I believe.
I believe.
I receive.
I receive.
Full healing.
Full healing.
In my body.
In my body.
From the top of my head.
From the top of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
Every part of my body.
Every part of my body.
Functions perfectly.
Functions perfectly.
I am whole.
I am whole.
I am sound.
I am sound.
And I am strong.
And I am strong.
And I will do. What God has called me to do,
what God has called me to do,
in the strength of the Lord,
in the strength of the Lord,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.